With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Topic is from a guy, regular on the topic of the day, says, I want to keep this short and sweet. I know why we men cheat. It's because we see what we want and we just got to have it. Sometimes it's from lack of sex and other times it's just us being greedy and wanting what we can't or shouldn't have. But the question is not about men. Here we go, Rockwell. The question is not about men. It's about women. The question is, why do women cheat? I want you to ask women, what are the top three reasons why they cheat on us? As always, I will be listening. Thank you so much for listening. Share the broadcast right now, okay? We gonna end the debate today. We gonna find out why these women out here cheating on us. Are they going to tell us the truth? Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Gerald, this ain't even the platform, player. Go find somewhere else. Share the broadcast right now, 12 minutes after the hour. There he is, Derek, man, the namesake in the building. You know what I'm saying? Lynn, what's good? This is going to be hella interesting right here. Just to hear three reasons, not just your one reason. You know? Oh, I'm calling. Look. I'm about to go up right now, man. I'm gonna stand by, share the broadcast, man. I'm gonna go to cut this off, man. Okay, Hot 104.1, the afternoon takeover. It's Derek in the building, which we got the topic of the day. It's posted up right now on the Hot 104.1 Facebook page. You already know the drill. You can log on there, get your comments in, okay? So today's topic is coming to us from a male listener. Here's what he writes in to us. He says, I want to keep this short and sweet. I know why men cheat. It's because we see what we want and we just gotta have it. Sometimes it's from lack of sex and other times it's just us men being greedy and wanting what we could or shouldn't have, what we can't and shouldn't have. But the question is not about men. My question is about women. I want to know why women cheat. I want you as a woman to give us the top three reasons why you cheat on us. As always, I will be listening. Thank you so much for submitting the topic of the day. 314-444-3099. 314-444-3099. Ladies, can you take over today? Can we just call it the ladies take over? And you could just, you know, call in at 314-444-3099. Fellas, I'm not going to discredit you or cut you off if you call in. But I need to hear from the women today. We need to get to the bottom of this. We want to see what it is that we're doing to set you off. Where are we missing the mark? What makes you drive over to some other dude's house and bust it open for him? Because we not doing something right? I don't know. Phones are lit right now. 314-444-3099. We'll get your calls. It's Hot 104.1. Let's see. Let's see what we got here, okay? Here we go right here on your Friday. You're up first, Hot 104.1. What up?
What up?
Okay, talk to me. Top three reasons why you cheat. Don't tell me you've never cheated because you wouldn't have called in here. What you say?
Okay, lack of communication.
Okay.
Lack of attention.
Okay.
And men tend to get insecure sometimes. Like, I don't like insecurity.
So an insecure man will make you cheat?
Yes.
And there it is. Thank you for checking in. Hot 104.1, what up?
Yeah, you were trying to find out why women cheat.
Yes, well, yes, please, answer, please.
Okay, there's only one thing, and that's all it is. It's attention. It's attention. When they no longer get the attention they need, they're going to find it somewhere else.
And there it is. Thank you for your call, all right? She said all three answers were attention. Hot 104.1, what's up?
Yes, I have something.
Okay, pick your phone up for me. Pick your phone up.
Yes, Pop, I don't know. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Talk to me. Three reasons. What you got?
Women cheat because they've been cheated on.
Okay, that's one.
If they already left, like, in their mind, mentally wise, they're gone from the relationship, like, and they just cheated. Like, that's why they cheated, because they've been left the relationship mentally.
Okay, number three.
And when there's no love there. And when there's no love, they're looking for love. They're looking for it.
Baby, thank you for checking in, all right? And most of them are on point. Everyone's got basically the same answer. Hot 104.1, what's up?
Okay, I only have two reasons. I don't have three, I have two.
Okay.
One, if you cheat on me.
Okay, revenge.
Yes, and then two, if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, if you're not doing what it took to get me, to keep me.
Okay, all right, there it is. Thank you for checking in, all right? So we get some answers, some real game now, fellas. Hot 104.1, what up?
Hey, I was calling to answer your question.
I'm waiting on you. Please, go ahead. Give me three reasons.
Okay, so the first reason is a lack of attention.
Mm-hmm.
Some dudes so busy cheating that they're not giving their man no attention, and their cheeks are cheating.
Okay, all right, number two.
A second reason is a lot of women, not myself, fake relationships. For whatever reason. So if you sitting there faking a relationship, you're not happy anyway. We're gonna cheat.
So you there for the wrong reasons, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Maybe financial, yeah. Maybe it's just comfortability, maybe it's cause it's just your baby daddy.
Absolutely, all of those.
Okay, and give me number three.
The number three reason I would say would be some women are just straight hookers.
Oh, damn on that one, man. I got to go. Thank you for calling, all right?
All right.
See? So she's saying in a nutshell, women just be hoeing. Wait, I'm going to catch a couple of more calls. Y'all stand by, man. Stand by. This should be interesting right here. That one hung up. Let me catch this one. This is my last one. Hot 104.1, what up?
Hey, I'm calling to get my comment.
I'm waiting on you. I need three. Go ahead.
Okay. So first of all, I want to say if a woman finally decides to step out, something lacking. So it may be her emotional needs not being met. The dude maybe not being attentive enough to her. Or she could just be like already out of relationship in her head at this time.
Okay. Number two.
Got a dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Waiting on you. Number two.
The dude just not be the dude she really wants.
Okay, give me a number three then.
And sometimes we like men too, just because she wanted to. It just be like that sometimes.
Okay, number three.
Simple too, just like because her emotional needs not being met. I feel like that's the number one reason right there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, thank you for checking in, all right?
Thanks.
So, checked out, definitely. Okay, listen. I'm trying to see here, hey, Keith, I'm trying to see here, man, Keith, I'm trying to see, because, you know what I'm saying, what's really happening here, you know what I'm saying, y'all ain't ish, yeah, Marcus, Friday, y'all ain't ish, you know what I'm saying, look, lack of attention, see, this is so, like, is so opinionated on what. See, women, this is, listen, let me tell y'all how this works. Women roll with, they're so emotional. Women, y'all are such a ball of emotion, right? Y'all are so emotional, right? Everything that has to do with a woman has some type of emotion attached to it, right? It doesn't have to be factual or actual. It doesn't have to have a premise or anything. Quita, check this out right here. Quita, check this out. Terrace, Antoine, check this out. Lack of attention. Now, there's no barometer on what attention is, so you can just say, you ain't giving me enough, and that's just what it is. Okay? Let me show you what else women do. You could be doing more for your child. Well, what's the barometer on? What's the barometer on that? What's the level? What's the threshold? You could be doing more. You do more, you still, it still just ain't enough for her. See, the lack of attention, no matter how much attention you give her, it just ain't enough. You know what I'm saying? You can't really put a gauge on what anything is. Something is lacking, okay? You know, once again, there's no gauge that can be put on what is actually lacking, okay? And then revenge. Now, there's a gauge on the revenge, you know what I mean? The revenge factor, yes, okay. He cheated on you and you just need to get him back, or you just need some closure in it, or you just got to get back at him. I see, fellas, this is why you can't never understand a woman. You never can understand it at all. Some women cheat because her man cheated on her. That's my point, Keith. You could never get up. You could never get a real ID on what you supposed to do with a woman, how much you supposed to do it. And if you do something wrong, she gonna always either hold it over your head or pay you back for it. One way or the other, your ass is, look. Now, I'm waiting. See, women ain't saying nothing. You see why women ain't saying nothing now? Because they know I'm telling the truth. See, you can go in and you can say, you ain't showing me enough attention. But I could be showing you all the attention in the world that I got in my free. Here's another example. This kind of works for me. You work too much. But you want all these items, though, right? You don't want me to be broke. I don't want no broke man, but you work too much.
Okay, lack of communication.
Okay, let me run this one real quick. Stand by, y'all. Let me run this. Stand by. I got to get them on the. I got to get them on there. Stand by. Hot 104.1, the afternoon takeover. Okay, so the topic of the day, man. Why do women cheat? Three reasons is what I'm asking. Hot 104.1, talk to me. So, I ain't speaking on attention, you know what I'm saying? I get it, and I don't even want it, see? But, Quita, that's because you a bad girl, you know what I'm saying? You bad girl. You get the attention, but see, a woman typically says, it's not necessarily getting the attention, it's getting the attention from who I want it from. Who do I want this attention from? Why do I want this attention from? It doesn't matter. Okay, share the broadcast. Here we go. 24 minutes after the hour. We doing the topic of the day live from Hot 104.1 in St. Louis. And we asked, the question was asked, we know why men cheat. Hell, it's just a few reasons because men are so surface level. But why are these women out here cheating? What are they doing? So they say lack of attention, lacking or missing something. You know what I'm saying? Or just revenge, just cheating because he cheated on you. Top three answers right now. Top three answers. You just heard what I'm running back.
Okay, lack of communication.
Uh-huh. Okay. Communication.
Lack of attention.
Okay.
And men tend to get insecure sometimes. Like I
she said, insecure.
So an insecure man will make you cheat.
I don't understand why insecure man make you cheat. I'm just trying to put out. See, get it right here. See, dude, we be trying to make things make sense. With women, we try to make things make sense, right? Like, we try to make things say make sense. Yanni say, we try to make things make sense, you know what I'm saying? We try to make things make sense. That doesn't always work. It always is what it is. We just try to make things make sense. When women say something, we try to make it make sense. They say that, but facts is facts, okay? Because, you know, you have to, there has to be a barometer, a threshold. There has to be a line, okay? So if you put everything, because we deal in facts, you know what I'm saying? They cheat because they know roles kind of change. They cheat because they want to cheat, okay? Hey, Al, thank you, man. Peace out, man. Because that's what they want to do. That's what they, you see it. You know what I'm saying? So you, as if you've been in a relationship, because see, I think back, it's been years ago, man. So, well, two things. Well, you know what I'm saying? Women cheat for the same reason men don't. That's a lie. Listen, ain't no man ever cheated. Listen to this. No man ever cheated because his wife was insecure. That's not true, Nakish. That's not what's going on. No man has ever cheated because there was lack of communication. What? If you ain't talking to me, that ain't making me go cheat on you. There ain't nothing that a woman has ever done to me that made a dude go cheat. The dude that went and cheated on his own, it had nothing to do with a woman. Women been cheating for years, you know what I'm saying? That hot girl summer got them cheating, you know what I'm saying? But they ain't, that was not, hey Marcus, that was never said. Share the broadcast, here we go, man. 27 minutes after the hour. Lack of attention, communication, and revenge. Your man ain't going, cause you cheated on him, he ain't going out getting with nobody else saying, I gotta go get with, now, you know what I'm saying? That, you know what I'm saying? No. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. Here we go. Some answers right here. One, low self-esteem. Two, sexual addictions. Three, not all the way sick. Not all the way sick of current man. But the new guy is more exciting and more. See, you see. Hey, sup? You know what I'm saying? You know what you're doing. You telling the truth here. See, ain't nobody telling the truth. Ain't nobody really telling us. Really, what's really going on here? Like, the truth is not being laid out there. You know, you like the excitement. You wanted to, you wanted to holler at the dope boy. You know what I'm saying? You wanted some D-boy in your life. That's what happened. You ain't say that.
And there it is. Thank you for...
You always dug this guy, but you know what I'm saying? You just never had a chance to link with him, and now you got the opportunity. Or this your baby daddy, and you cheating with your baby daddy because your baby daddy always got first dibs on it when he come over there to see the baby. You cheated with him. See, you know all of that kind of stuff. You're not really telling the truth about what's really going on with you. Ladies have been very... Look. Ain't no woman calling here and told the truth about why they cheated. Not one. I got 7 minutes worth of phone calls, and I don't think one person on there told the truth. I'm about to say that on the air. Not the real reason. They just came up with some random reasons that they think most women cheat. Lack of oral. Too much work. He worked too much. Arnisha, he worked too much. That was one of my first arguments on this whole thing is, you gonna say, you work too much. You work too much. You know what I'm saying? You work too much. You know what I'm saying? You work too much. If you know the truth, then tell it. Gab, that nobody's going, you know what I'm saying? Black men hardly cheat. They think we cheat, but, I ain't getting into all that. All they know, dudes, way more solid when it comes down to it for real, for real. Damn right. Stand by, man. Let me run a call real quick. Y'all stand by. Hot 104.1, the afternoon takeover's got a hot topic today at 314-444-3099. Hot 104.1, what's up?
Please.
Okay, so there's only one thing, and that's all it is. It's attention. It's attention. When they no longer get the attention they need, they're going to find it somewhere else.
And there it is. Thank you for your call, all right?
Okay. Okay, let me just say this, okay? Let me be real transparent. I've got 7 minutes of people calling in here, and I don't think one woman has called in here and told the truth yet. Ladies, stop lying on the radio today. Topic of the day, why do women cheat? Hot 104.1. I don't think so. I this is where I am. I cheated because the man I had at home wasn't giving me enough. Nakish, giving you enough of what? And what was the barometer? I'm trying to figure this whole thing out. I'm going to catch another call. Stand by. Hot 104.1, what up? Hot 104.1, what up?
I want to talk about the topic of the day.
I do. I want you. You got three. Give me three. And I want you to tell the truth. Okay. You cheated three times. And what was the three times you cheated? What happened?
Well, I feel like the number one reason is revenge.
Okay, I got that one.
And I feel like the second is just to make sure we still got it.
Oh, okay. All right. Now you talking.
The third reason is shit, because we want to. You know, you just want to.
There you go. Tell the truth, shame the devil. Thank you for checking in, baby. All right. Y'all heard it. Hot 104.1, what up?
I'm calling about the topic of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Because she a motherfucking bitch ass dog. You know,
Wait. Rewind. You say what now?
Female dog is a bitch. And when a bitch is in heat, you know it's plenty of dicks coming around. Sorry about saying the dick, but that's what it is. We're keeping it real.
And so there ain't no rhyme or reason. She just in heat.
Motherfucker in heat. She's a female dog. Just like a man. A man be in heat. He don't want his wife or girlfriend. He gonna go out there and get him some more. Cool, cool, cool. A dog in heat.
Thank you for checking in, baby. All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Look, that's the first time I ever had a coo-coo-coo reference on the radio station. Hey, run. I can't make this up, bro. Run. She had a broadcast. Run. I can't even make this up. Run. Hey, Keith. She said that he just out there wants some coo-coo-coo. Some coo-coo-coo. Yo. Some cool. Yo, if y'all don't mind, I hope the kids are not listening, but I gotta run that back one more time because I kind of missed pieces of that.
Tell the truth, shame the devil. Thank you.
Cool.
I'm calling about the topic of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, because she a motherfucking bitch ass dog.
You
know,
wait. Rewind. You say what now?
Female dog is a bitch. And when a bitch is in heat, you know it's plenty of dicks coming around. Sorry about saying the dick, but that's what it is. We're just keeping it real.
And so there ain't no rhyme or reason. She just in heat.
Motherfucker in heat. She's a female dog. Just like a man. A man be in heat. He don't want his wife or girlfriend. He gonna go out there and get him some more. Cool, cool, cool.
Cool, cool, cool. Hey, Antoine, that cool, 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 you know what I'm saying? What is that? Run. y'all be in here thinking I'll be just up in here, man. Look, man, I don't even be doing this, man. They be doing this. I don't have to do this. She said that cool, cool, cool.
Because they've been cheated on.
Okay, that's one.
Women cheat because...
All right, man, stand by, man. Listen, I mean, she said that coo, coo, coo. Boy, what? Some coo, coo, coo. Hey, she said the dog is in heat. Wait, so she said women need to make sure they still got it. Hello. They want to make sure they still got it. The reason why they cheated, they got to make sure they still got it. Listen, y'all can play with me if you want, but these women in here calling in here telling the damn truth, okay? She said she want to make sure she still got it. You know what I'm saying? That she still can pull a man, get a man in the bed, and bust it wide open for him. Cool. Y'all play way too much that cuckoo up in this thing. Man, I gotta take that sound bite and run it back, man. That cuckoo. Wait. Viv in here. Viv said, man, I don't mind at the devil's playground, man. Boy, looking for something to do, and you find it. Is it that easy, though? Is it that easy? A bored woman is always busting it open? Hey, boy P get beat up. You know what I'm saying? Women cheat for the same reason as men. No, Renisha, I am not. Men don't cheat for the same reason as women. We're not as obtuse, you know what I mean? But with this, look, revenge, lack of attention at home, and fulfilling a fantasy that can't express that they can't express with a current partner. That comes from Ashley. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just reading through here because you can look at all of these situations and you like, okay. Okay, and you looking at it and you saying, well, why are y'all cheating? You know what I mean? Like, okay, we said it right off top. Make sure you still got it. Okay, lack of attention, communication issues, breakdown in communications, revenge, an insecure man, and making sure you still got it. That sticks out like a sore thumb, you know what I'm saying? K from VA up in the building, two up, two down, VA up in the house, man. Welcome to the Afternoon Takeover live from Hot 104.1 in St. Louis. Share the broadcast right now. Summer checking in, you know what I'm saying? All those are excuses. Summer rain, just say you just wanted to do it. She's just wanted to do it. You know what I'm saying? You just still want to sleep with your baby daddy. That's what you want to do. You ain't going to say that. She said, well, we ain't having no good communication at the house right now. Or he ain't showing me the kind of attention I want. I'm still trying to figure out what is the attention bar. Y'all tell me where we need to meet you at with the attention. Where do you need to be? You know, if you wrote it down on paper and you explained, okay, I need this kind of attention for you, then a dude is going to do that. But see, you never can do that because it changed so much. That changes just like your spot. It move around. And that way you always got us, you know, you always got us. You kind of got us right there. We don't know what to do. We kind of got, you know what I mean? When they say you got, we got. That's exactly what happened there. And so what we do is we struggle now. The struggle game gets super real with us because not only do we have that struggle, but then we have the struggle of dealing with your whole scenario and situation, okay?
High school, and the only station I'm rocking with is Hot 104.1.
So, stop blaming folks for the reason you cheat, Summer Rae. That's what I'm saying. From the beginning, you gotta stop blaming people. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make sure none of these chicks are friends with my lady. Marcus, you can't regulate that either.
Absolutely.
You can't. There's some things you just can't regulate, okay?
They're not giving a...
Your old lady is in...
4.1, what's up?
Okay, I only have two...
Your old lady is in the position she's in because she's in the position she's in. You can't regulate her friends. Somebody gonna get in there and start talking kind of crazy to her. You have to put your goon hand on that situation and make sure it don't happen. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make sure, hey, communication ain't got nothing to do with your private parts. Well, I have heard that so many times today that I put check marks beside it. Communication, okay? Revenge. Now, I get revenge because women be out for revenge. Okay? I gotta go up. But she can't, she wanna get back at you. She don't wanna knock the windows out your car because she wanna be back with you. So it's easier for her just to cheat on you and feel like she done something. Stand by, man. Hot 104.1, the afternoon takeover. Soulja Boy with that TikTok joint. It's the afternoon takeover. Derek's in the building with you. We're discussing the topic of the day, 314-444-3099. 314-444-3099. Just joining us, catching you up to speed really quickly. So here's what we've been talking about. So in a nutshell, he talks about the reasons why men cheat, the very surface level. But then he goes into, he wants to know why women cheat. What are the top three things that makes a woman cheat? And I'm going to run down the list very quickly. It's five real things that people have called in on. One is lack of attention, which I don't understand. And I'll get into that a little bit later. Something lacking. Communication. Communication issues. Revenge. Now, I understand revenge. Revenge actually makes sense. That's what women do. Insecure. You hate an insecure man. And the last one that many ladies have checked in with has been, make sure that you still got it. You just need to make sure you still got it. How 104.1, what's your answer?
I don't have three, I have two.
Okay.
One, if you cheat on me.
Okay, one, revenge.
Yes, and then two, if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, if you're not doing what it took to get me, to keep me.
Okay, all right, there it is. Thank you for
lack of attention. Lack of attention.
Some answers, some real game now, fellas. Hot 104.1, what up?
Hey, I was calling to answer your question.
I'm waiting on you. Please, go ahead. Give me three reasons.
Okay, so the first reason is a lack of attention.
Mm-hmm.
Some dudes so busy cheating that they're not giving their main no attention, and their cheeks are cheating.
Okay, all right, number two.
A second reason is a lot of women, not myself, fake relationships. For whatever reason. So if you say they're faking a relationship, you're not happy anyway.
You go a fake relationship.
So you there for the wrong reasons, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Maybe financial, yeah. Maybe it's just comfortability, maybe it's because it's just your baby daddy.
Absolutely, all those.
Okay, and give me number three.
The number three reason I would say would be some women are just straight hookers.
Oh, damn on that one, man. I got to go. Thank you for calling, all right?
All right.
I'm going to go up. All right, 314-444-3099. Okay, tell the truth, shame the devil. Ladies are checking in. They telling us their thoughts on this. The problem that I have with this whole discussion and whole situation is I feel like 90% of the ladies checking in here. No, I'm going to go higher than that. 97% of the ladies that checked in are just giving me shallow answers. I don't think you're really telling the truth. I think you're lying. I did have a woman had a lot of expletives in her conversation and I couldn't run her, but she was actually telling the truth. Okay. Sometimes you just doing it because you want to make sure you still got it. Sometimes you just doing it because you just doing it. And sometimes you doing it, as she said, because you just a dog and you in heat.
Point one is loud and clear on your Amazon Echo, Dot, or Google Home. Just ask
Alexa. I'm about to get cussed out, y'all. Stand by. Hot 104.1, what up?
Hey, I
want to
chime in on the topic of the day.
Go ahead.
So I only got two reasons. One is revenge, of course, because women, I feel like, are naturally like loyal women. And then for two, if you were kind of raised in a hoish household, if your grandmama and your mama was a hoe and nothing said like that, then 9 times out of 10, that little behavior rubbed off on you, and that's all you really know.
Well, sometimes you just got to let a hoe be a hoe. Thank you for checking in, all right? 104.1, what's up? Yo.
Okay, so the reason I cheat.
Erica. Hold on, Erica. Give me three. You done cheated three times. Give me all three reasons you cheated all three times.
The first reason I cheat is because a man gon' always cheat, so I always cheat first. So when he do cheat, I won't feel that hurt, because I done been hurt too many motherfucking times.
Okay, number two.
It ain't no second or third. That's the only reason. I ain't finna hurt, baby. I ain't hurt no more. I'm going to cheat first. So when you cheat, I'm going to fake cry. But we're going to still be together.
Well, damn. Thank you for checking in, all right? Hot 104.1, what up? Hello?
Hey, now. So I got, I don't know if it's an answer for your question, but
Why do women cheat? Probably the same reason that men cheat.
No. That's not. Nah, we can debate this right now. Men ain't never cheating for a lack of attention. That ain't gonna happen. Men ain't never cheating for no communications issues.
I never said that's why women cheat either. Now, I know you've gotten some of those answers, but I'm going to be honest with you. I think that women cheat for the same reason men cheat. One, they either have a wandering eye and just not satisfied with their partner. Number two, they are not satisfied with their partner, whether they have a wandering eye or not. And three, and the most important reason is that what you can't get from your man, you're going to get from another man. Same thing a man is going to feel like with a woman. What you won't do, another woman will. And it's the same shoe on the other foot. So it's not necessarily lack of attention. It's what you not get. You're going to get it somewhere else.
No, babe, that ain't why we cheat. We cheat because it's available. That's it.
So women don't.
No, I'm not saying that, but that wasn't one of your answers. See what I'm saying?
Well, what I'm saying is, what you're not getting at home, you're gonna get it somewhere else. If it's available somewhere else, you're gonna take it.
It's not necessarily whether it's at home or not. Listen, it's not necessarily whether it's at home or not. Let's just iron this out. If a woman come in here right now and bust it open, I'm gonna have sweat beads on my head right now, trying not to. It's just in our nature because it's right there. It's available. Women, y'all don't choose like that. You know what I'm saying? Listen, you and I, we can go stand at Target and every man that comes out, you can say, will you have sex with me? Out of 100 men, 99 men gonna have sex with you. I could do the same thing to a woman. I can say, ask every woman that come through there, and they gonna call me a perv. I'm gonna get slapped. So maybe one girl gonna give me some. So it's totally different.
Right.
The playing field is not even. So no, absolutely not. Y'all don't do it for the same reasons we do it.
I agree and I disagree, and I only say that because it's a mindset. It's a mindset. And so, like I said, there are some women who will never be faithful. There are some men who will never be faithful because their partner is never going to be enough, no matter who their partner is. And you're right. Some men, they're just going to take it because it's available, whether they're in a relationship or not.
And no matter what it look like and what it feel like or nothing, they're going to still get it.
And that is true.
Women are not moving. Y'all are not moving like that. You know what I'm saying? No, y'all are not.
We're not. You're right. We're more respectful to our bodies. But then, on the other hand, you had another caller who just called it out. Some women are just hoes.
Ah, there it is. Thank you for calling, baby. All right. High 104.1, what up?
Yes, I'm calling about the topic of the
I'm waiting on you. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to say four. Okay, the first reason is, like, that's what he said. Lack of communication.
Mm-hmm.
Then, sometimes it is about your past relationship. And number four, I mean, sometimes it be the sex. They don't have it. I don't know what they're doing.
So you like him, but you don't like his sex, so you go somewhere else.
I mean, it's not like that.
Just tell the truth. Just say what it is. Well, it's not like that. Don't beat around the bush. Just tell the truth.
Well, I had that thing before with someone. It was just his sex. It wasn't there. It wasn't where it was.
So the dude with sex, he couldn't communicate, and he didn't have the pieces of the puzzle together, or maybe he was irresponsible. So you could go over there and get hard. You could go over there and get hard stick, but you couldn't get that same thing at home with the guy that was really good to you, who treated you well and gave you the attention you deserve.
Okay, I'm going to say like that. Yeah. That's how it is.
Yeah, just say it what it is. Thank you for calling, all right? I had to answer the question for her because she wasn't going to get it right. Hot 104.1, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Okay, I got my first fella to check in. Go ahead, man.
From a man's perspective, all right, it's revenge, number one. She trying to get revenge the way that we did her. There's a lot of women out here trying to run game on dudes the same way that dudes run game on women. And it's a whole lot of dudes sounding like females right now because how high is the same game? Because, you know, this is how game goes. Women make it, men make it, but we all remix it. Number two, she's cheating. Huh?
Go ahead.
Number two, she's cheating because since that person want her and she can't have him back, it's all because of penis size. Number two.
Penis size?
The person who mm-hmm. Since the person that she chose don't want her no more, she's still mad about it because that's the one who had the good feelings for her. So therefore, she's going to get revenge and coup de grace the next dude that she come across. And then number three, some women cheat because they know that they're going to get cheated on, so they're going to cheat first anyway. So they can say, well, I did it before.
Okay, I did have someone say that. Hey, man, thanks for checking in. All right, let me grab another one real quick. Hi, 104.1, what up?
Hi. Okay, I'm through the radio. Good.
Yeah. Talk to me. What's up? Tell me what's your thoughts. Yeah, I need three right now. Go ahead.
I don't got three. I could just tell you one.
Okay, you're one. Go ahead. I'll take that one too.
If you put your hands on me, I got to go, or I got to find somebody else for plan B. That's the only thing that'll make me find the plan B.
Oh, okay. All right, well. He need to actually go to jail. You don't need to cheat on him. He need to be locked up. You know what I'm saying? He need to be out your life. He put your hands. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? So you telling me a dude put his hands on you and then you went and cheated on him, but then you went back to him? I'm just asking.
I don't want my business on the radio.
Don't nobody know who the hell you are.
I know a friend who was in a situation like this.
Okay.
So. This is not my business, but she was in a situation with a guy. She kept trying to work out the situation, but when she got fed up, she cheated, tried to find a way out.
But you never cheated, though. You never cheated before?
I break up with people.
Okay, there it is. Thank you for calling, all right? I hate a liar. Like, you can't call a radio station and lie to come out in on the phone. You can hear it through the phone that she was lying. Hot 104.1, what's up?
I had to call you back because, you know, at the end you had said I had called on my dog. I had wanted you to say my name is Ramona Bass.
Oh, see, now I'm not putting your name out there. We can't do that for legal reasons. See, dude hunt you down and grab your ass. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Thank you for calling, baby, all right? Not gonna happen. You don't wanna say your name on the radio? Really? Hell nah. See, you trying to embarrass dude. This ain't about you embarrassing this dude, you know. You see this, right? You see, I had to call back because I need to say his name, say my name so he know I'm talking about him. No. See, dude go over there, man, and snatch your ass up. Then I'm responsible. I'm not responsible for that. You see that, Bobby? This why y'all see why I be like, yo, don't disclose who the hell you are. See, that's why I was telling the lady that called in first. Don't say your name. We don't know who you are. You don't have to say your name. Give me an answer. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. Give me an answer. That's all I'm looking for. You got to come up here, and you ain't got to just give your first name. Quita, she ain't got to give her first name. She got to give her first and last name. Damn, she was going to give me her middle name and her social security number. So she wanted everybody to know the dude she was talking about. Because he was a dog. Or the girl she was talking about. Because she was a dog, a female dog. She was right. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about right there. See, that's so now. Now y'all beefing because you talked about this girl on the radio. Ain't in it, man. Why call and lie and then call back? Listen. Hey, old girl said, I said, it wasn't me, it was my friend. And then she thought, come on, I just break up with people. Don't hit me with that. You call the radio station because you had something to say. You call the radio station, then I answer the phone, and you see how she answered, like, I got through. Then she melted down on the phone. She melted down. She had a whole story she was going to tell, and then I started asking her questions, and she started lying. And then she got caught up in the lie, and then she start blaming it on her friend. She don't want to talk then. Keith, you see it, right? Hey, look. I don't have to sugarcoat none of this. Y'all get to see how people be up in here. And you see why I tell y'all don't be disclosing if you wrote the topic in. The person who wrote this topic is on here right now. Thank God that person don't tell you who it is. That is what I'm talking about. Stuttering could clearly hear the lies. 5 minutes to the top of the hour, man. Listen, enjoy your weekend. Go out here, get you some money. If you're in St. Louis, I think it's going to be better tomorrow. I think the weather will be nice tomorrow. Maybe Sunday is going to be really nice. Enjoy outside because it's been a long ass late winter. I don't know what happened, man. When it snowed a couple of days ago, I'm like, damn, you know what I'm saying? And man, the topics next week, man, one of them is about me. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.